Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Woman arrested in San Luis Obispo for elder and child abuse. Atascadero police seeking witnesses to hit and run collision. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. San Luis Obispo police arrested a woman early yesterday morning while responding to a family disturbance report. At about 12:35 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 1500 block of Palm Street. They learned an adult female had allegedly assaulted her elderly mother and a juvenile during an altercation inside the residence. The juvenile ran from the house, and the adult female locked herself in a bathroom, remaining there until officers arrived. The suspect, identified as 40-year-old Aubrey Hillstein, was taken into custody without incident. The victim was evaluated and treated for her injuries at the scene. Hillstein was arrested and booked at the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony elder abuse and battery and misdemeanor child abuse. Atascadero police responded to a report of a traffic collision yesterday at about 5 p.m. The incident occurred on the 7100 block of El Camino Real. Officers determined a vehicle versus a scooter collision had occurred, with one party having moderate injuries. One of the motorists fled on foot. The suspect motorist was detained at the intersection of Curbril and San Luis Avenue. The investigation is still ongoing, and police department is asking any witnesses of the scene to contact them at 805-461-5051. County Clerk Recorder's Office releases guide for filing as a general election candidate. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 610.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released information on the November 3rd general election, as there are just over 100 days left till it takes place. The candidate filing period for the November election runs through August 7th. This applies to candidates advancing from the June primary, as well as those running for school board, CSDs, or special district offices. Candidates running for city office should file directly with their respective city clerk, not with the county elections office. A full list of offices, filing fees, nomination signature requirements, and qualification standards are available in the county's filing guidelines. Eligible residents who are not yet registered to vote or need to update existing registration need to go to register to vote at californiavote.gov. All registered voters will automatically receive a vote-by-mail ballot. San Luis Obispo County has released the full findings of its 2026 point-in-time count, showing a slight decrease in homelessness. The annual point-in-time count, or PIT, is a collaboration across multiple cities in the county, conducted by volunteers to gauge homeless figures in the county. The report says there has been a 42% reduction in unsheltered homelessness and a 22% reduction in total homelessness over the past 4 years. Despite these numbers, the report still cites a persistent challenge, saying nearly one-third of the individuals met the federal definition of chronic homelessness. 84% of interviewed unsheltered individuals experiencing homelessness for more than a year. Continued momentum will require expanding permanent supportive housing for those experiencing chronic homelessness, reinforcing behavioral and substance use treatment partnerships, improving engagement, and deepening collaboration, according to the report. The full report can be found on the county's website. This morning is the free pancake breakfast sponsored by the Mid-State Fair, Main Street, Remax Success, and Jeffrey's Wine Country Barbecue. In the Downtown City Park at 7:30 a.m., enjoy a free breakfast of sausage, eggs, pancakes, and coffee or orange juice. For the fair at 8 a.m. is the NRCHA Reined Cow Horse Show at the Equestrian Center. Swine showmanship will be taking place at the Pastorals Pavilion. In the Hearst Equestrian Center at 11 a.m. will be the Barrel Race Country Rodeo Qualifier. The fair opens at 4 p.m. today. Tonight in the Chumash Grandstand Arena, Treaty Oak Revival with William Clark Green. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves beat the Padres 7-6, Dodgers over the Phillies 9-5, the Cardinals shut out the Angels 1-0, Diamondbacks beat the Athletics 15-4, the Royals over the Giants 5-4. In the doubleheader with the Pirates and Yankees, the Pirates beat the Yankees 5-3, then the Yankees shut out the Pirates 2-0. Tonight, the Padres will face the Braves. In California news, the California State Board of Equalization completed its annual assessment process, approving the board roll of state-assessed property. While most property in California is assessed locally by county assessors, the California Constitution requires the BOE to assess certain utility and transportation properties that operate across county lines. This includes railroads, telephone companies, gas and utilities, independent power producers, and more. The assessed value for 2026 to 27 is $169.7 billion. A hospital in the Long Beach area was placed on lockdown during a confrontation between police and a machete-wielding man. The confrontation started at 10 a.m. during a traffic stop when the driver of the vehicle fled towards USI Health. The suspect exited his car armed with a machete. Police fired on the suspect with non-lethal weapons, and he suffered critical injuries before being apprehended. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The White House has announced that the United States will impose new 50% tariffs on a range of Canadian goods entering the U.S. The tariffs will apply to products including alcohol, dairy, automobiles, seeds, floriculture products, flower bulbs, lumber, and animal products. The administration says the tariffs are intended to pressure Canada over what it describes as discriminatory treatment of U.S. exports. Among the concerns cited by the White House are Canada's decision to remove U.S. alcohol products from store shelves and giving the European Union preferential market access. Mexico has removed all pseudo-rabies-related restrictions on U.S. pork offal products. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr explains that the move opens up trade not only for new production, but also for pipeline products that had been backed up while the restrictions were in place.
It had been a really tremendous impact on the trade when you think about products like skins and jowls, snouts, stomach, tongues, hearts, and also any head items, cheek. Critically important items for the Mexican industry that relies on the U.S. as their dominant supplier of these products, but also obviously critically important for the U.S. industry, where Mexico is our number two variety meat market.
Second only to China, the restrictions cost the U.S. industry an estimated $6 to $7 million each week in lost exports.
Smart cattle buyers know that Superior Livestock is the place for volume, quality, and selection. Join Superior for the Video Royale video auction July 27th through the 30th in Winnemucca, Nevada, and live online. More than 142,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell from ranches across the country. View every lot in high-quality video and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Video Royale July 27th through the 30th, only at SuperiorLivestock.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399. Or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Agave, a succulent, long-grown parts of Mexico to make tequila and mezcal, has in recent years attracted the attention of California farmers seeking options as they face water shortages and the prospect of fallowing land. The drought-resilient crop has demonstrated commercially viable yields, with less than a tenth of the water usage needed for many tree crops. To help farmers, experts are ramping up research on cultivating agave in California and exploring various potential markets for the crop. According to researchers, the long-term potential of California's budding agave sector may depend on learning which practices traditionally used to grow the plant in Mexico need to be altered for the state's various growing environments and which varieties grow best in California. We want to see which ones, depending on the variety, will thrive in the Central Valley so we could take the risk for the farmers, said Angel Reyna, president of Madera Community College, which earlier this year planted 20 agave varieties in a test pilot. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs right around 100 and north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 101, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny Tuesday through Thursday next week. 102 Saturday, 100 on Sunday, upper 90s on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 101 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 620.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Companies still appear to be largely holding on to staff. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 22,000 in the week ending July 18th, and continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, dropped by 2,000 to 1.79 million, suggesting more people were finding jobs or leaving the workforce. Albertsons shares are down 14%. The grocery giant, which also includes Jewel Osco, Acme, and Shaw's, among others, says in-store shopping declined in the recent quarter. American Airlines shares are down 4%. It's lowering expectations for the year because of the recent rise in fuel prices. Crude oil prices are up as much as 5% this morning. Interest rates on treasuries are higher and stocks are under pressure. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike, plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation and, of course, outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to get going on this Thursday edition. On the right choice. Okay, every once in a while, a little baseball update of San Luis Obispo or Paso Robles natives playing in the big time in the major leagues, the Major League Baseball. All right, last night, yesterday, the Baltimore Orioles, Dillon Beavers, playing the Boston Red Sox. Now they split, but in the game that Dillon started and played in center field and in right field, he was 2-for-4 with a run scored and 2 RBIs as the O's beat the Red Sox 5-1. Brooks Lee had a pretty good game yesterday against the Commanders or what are they? Guardians. That's right, Guardians. Anyway, Brooks played shortstop and third base. He was 2-for-5, a run scored, home run, and 4 RBIs. So, way to go, boys, or young men. Yes, indeed. All right, always fun to hear that. All right, let's see here. Did we get the text in? No, okay, it was an email. Let's see here. Scooters and EV bikes. Uh-oh. Okay, so, Kevin, something needs to be done about these so-called bikes. Quite a few of these people are totally disregarding others. Accidents will happen. I don't know what that you can, what can be done. More laws, rules, etc., etc., etc. I don't know. I do notice there's more of them on the street, and yeah, some of them are idiots. Maybe the best thing is for just things to happen. I don't know. I really don't know. Yes, some of them are take risks. They do take risks. One of the things I know, though, maybe this is good, I don't know, but when I see one, I am a little bit extra cautious because I don't know what they're going to do in some cases, particularly the ones that may be shirtless or smoking a cigarette. So, I don't know. Maybe talk to the police or whoever. I know the state is trying to work on some things, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best thing in the world either. So maybe some of you have had some experiences. I don't know. Also, I got this in, and this comes with a picture of, let's see here. Where was it? Okay, here it is. Hi, Kevin. I just wanted to show you those food carts that dominate the streets outside the fair every night. No paperwork, permits that run amok during the fair. Why does Paso Robles allow this? It's crazy. I have no idea what the parameters are regarding that. I have never seen a street vendor in front of the fair in all the years. So obviously this is something new. I'm not disbelieving, but it's hard for me to believe that, one, the fair would allow it, and that the vendors inside who pay good money to be at the fair wouldn't say something about it. And are these people, again, it's hard for me to believe, again, not saying this isn't right, that they don't have some kind of permit. You need permits to do that. The city has had some meetings regarding this, so I don't know. All right. Okay, Chris, from time to time you report some stories. You get information from either the DA's office or sheriff's department or local police regarding phone scams.
Yes.
Okay. Now, one of the things that has come up is, you know, why can't these people be caught? And you have indicated, do you think, because they're out of the country?
Out of the country, out of the area, yes.
Okay, well, I had one yesterday, and I picked it up simply because I was waiting for a phone call. So, you know, so I'm on the other side of the garage here. I go over and go, boom, I just hit the green to accept. And it had a number there. And of course, it was a dirt bag because he said, you're a Verizon. And I was in the mood. So I said, look, USOB, I'm not with Horizon. I could barely understand you. I'm going to reach through this phone and choke you. Well, he started to go back and forth with me and so forth. All right. Anyway, so what I'm getting at is there was a phone number there, and it was an 805 number. So these phone numbers have to be registered, right?
No, they can be spoofed.
How would they? Well,
I don't know how. Don't ask me how they do that. I just know that they can get, like in the sheriff's office releases, they say that the calls that are coming from scammers can appear to be from the sheriff's office.
Well, okay. You probably don't know. I'm trying to figure out how can that happen. I mean, if they have a phone, if there's a phone number, you just can't. Or maybe you can. You just can't make up a phone number and start using it.
I guess not, but I don't know what the software is. I don't know how it works, but they probably can just make it so that's what appears to be calling. They're not actually calling for that number or making up the phone number themselves. It's what your phone is saying the number is coming from. Again, don't know how they do it. Don't ask me.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you.
Well, my answer is just going to be, I don't know.
All right, so there goes my brilliant thought for the day. I thought, well, come on. It's a number that they, you know. So if it wouldn't do any good then to forward a number to enforce law enforcement, that they would have the capabilities of tracking these dirt bags down.
That's a question for law enforcement. I mean, I don't know what forwarding the number that it shows it calls from would do to help them. I was actually wondering something as you were describing the story, though. So the guy that called you said he was from Verizon?
Yep.
Well, Verizon was your previous carrier. Are you certain this was spam and not just them trying to like say, hey, come back to us. We've got like a good deal for you.
No, because as soon as I said, don't call me, I'm not with Verizon, he's the one that really initiated the, shall we say, the conversation.
Hmm.
Okay? And again, we got into a little verbal sparring on what I was going to do to his head and his brains at the same time. And then if he was, then when I called back that number, because I wanted to have a little, I don't know, I was in the mood to have a little fun. I guess I had nothing better to do yesterday. You know, again, there's nothing on the number. Nothing on the number when I tried to say it had nothing to do with Verizon. I mean, after the initial verbal confrontation, you knew a guy wasn't legit.
Fair enough.
You knew he wasn't legit. So anyway, I may keep that number. Like I said, I got nothing better to do later today. Maybe I'll just try to hunt him down like the dog he is. That's it. All right. Well, I guess my little fantasy is splattered. Thanks.
Sorry to dash your dreams.
Yeah. You really did. You kind of messed things up. Okay, well, here's something then maybe, because this came up. Yesterday's sound off was very interesting with the that man that was beaten by the two sleaze bags and basically a slap on the wrist for their sentence. And it, you know, Karen mentioned that there is a, or was or is a group of teenagers in Arroyo Grande that are putting stuff on their, you know, their phones and stuff regarding this. And I guess taunts and going to a certain area down there where there are some homeless and, you know. So anyway, again, Chris, you have to be a certain age to buy a phone, don't you?
I don't think so. I don't know if there's a minimum age requirement. There's certainly a monetary requirement, which could be an age requirement. But in terms of actually buying one or a burner phone, I don't think so.
Okay, because what I was wondering is at what point, and I know that you can delete things, but the because the question came up is, okay, if these kids are filming some things, why they may be doing things that are just, you know, completely barbaric, you know, what is the, from a law enforcement standpoint, the responsibility of the parents? Can they also be charged in these type of things? And I don't remember if Dan Dow said, well, you know, it may depend on a couple of things, but, and I guess maybe this is just wishful thinking, that okay, so parents are more than likely paying for the phone service. I don't know how many kids would be able to get a phone if they're, you know, on the age. You know, do you have to be 18? You have to be 16 or something, you know, with or under 18 with parents' permission or, you know, whatever. And somebody has to pay that. So why wouldn't the parents then, in today's day and age, with all the stories about what's being put on the social media through the phones and other devices, that the parents grab the phone every once in a while and say, I want to see what's on it. Now, again, I realize that they can delete some things, but you can usually outsmart your kid, hopefully. If not, you're a dodo. So even when things are deleted, you can find them, right?
If you know what you're doing, but I doubt most parents know what they're doing, if I'm going to be frank.
Okay, no, that's fair. I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't, especially now with this screw up we're having. But that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. Anyway, just thought I would throw out there. Let's see here. Official restriction. On the email, as a connoisseur of such fine sandwich fillings as head cheese, liverwurst, and smoked dick, I was delighted to hear that the U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement regarding the importation of something also known as variety meats. I'm glad to know that my next batch of hog jowl and turnip greens or liver and onions will be cheaper than what I have become accustomed to. Loneliness may become a problem, though. For some reason, it seems that I always end up eating those meals alone. Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to be around you after that. Okay, so technology, more technology, more technology. Just when you think that you can't believe that they would do this, that somebody would try it, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, here we are. I received this yesterday. Roughly two dozen states have now passed some version of this law. What is the law? This new laws will require an ID to use social media. How about that? According to this, Texas passed a law requiring app stores to verify the age of every user before anyone can download an app. And on July 6th, the Supreme Court refused to block it, letting Texas begin enforcing it while the cases continue. A federal appeals court hears the constitutional challenge in early August. Now, France on July 21st banned social media outright for anyone under 15. Every one of these laws is written to protect children. Every one of them works by checking your identity. That means a government ID or a scan of your face and storing it somewhere. So this could be coming to California as well, requiring ID for social media use. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Do you think that assault in Arroyo Grande could have been or maybe should have been considered a hate crime? Because they went out looking for homeless specifically.
Well, I don't know the exact definition of a hate crime, but
I looked it up.
If you go out looking for trouble, I don't care, you know, what the person looks like or whatever, isn't there hate involved anyway?
Oh yeah, I doubt if you could punch somebody unconscious without feeling a little bit of something. But yeah.
Well, but I mean, okay, let's talk about a schoolyard fight. When you get in, when you're at that emotional state, isn't it for that instance you hate that person?
Yes.
Right.
I would say that's it's hard to disagree with.
Yeah. Now apparently these two dirtbags, they went out looking for specifically for a homeless person and so forth. So yes, but
homeless isn't a protected identity under hate crimes.
Okay.
Not a protected identity, but it does say, or that last demographic that they give, I forget, I don't have it in front of me, I'm sorry. It does say a bunch of stuff that doesn't apply, but then it does have one that, or, I don't know, is it economic, social status, something like that's in there too. If you attack people because of their social status, I think that qualified in there when I read it. So, I don't know. I hate my allegiances turning from teenage boys to homeless. Anyway, so I just looked at it. I think, I'm not sure it would have done anything, but it does seem like if you're heading out to hurt a certain demographic, whether it's their, whatever denotes their demographic, that's prejudiced, or that's an assault on that demographic, and that's a hate of that demographic. They went out intentionally to assault that demographic. I wish Dow would try the hate crime anyway, even though it didn't do anything for Lauren McCoy. They couldn't find out even who stood out in the field and wrote on her sign.
Well, you know, I think Dan did a good job, and you know, based on some of the callers yesterday, the questions regarding the frustration that DA and probably law enforcement as well have with what the specific rules are that the judge has to abide by based on what the laws are in California or how it reads. Now, there was one of the, not the guy that was beaten, but the other guy, you know, was questioning, well, what we could do. And I sat there when I was listening to it, and, you know, again, I heard some of the answers from Dan. One of the things that I wanted to, you know, scream into the radios, well, one thing you can do, sir, is you start putting people in Sacramento who don't allow these laws, you know, the way it's worded for these pieces of you-know-what to get a slap on the wrist. That's what you need to do. What do you mean, what do we need to do? You need to, you know, put people in office that have some teeth and want to protect people.
Right.
I mean, is that oversimplifying it?
Well, that's one way out. Yeah, there's what you need to do. You know, what's frustrating is when I vote for like a school board member, I want him to represent me, him or her. And to represent me means you have to oppose what you're being told to do sometimes. And if you just sit there and go, well, I can't because they said I got to do it. You know, that's not representing me. I would say we're going to do as little as we can, and we're going to fight this evil, and we're not going to just do it because they said it. But all these politicians and all these, they don't have any backbone. They just do what they're told, and they go on. So that's one solution, is for our people to grow a backbone and start speaking up.
Well, I agree with you to a point. However, there are instances when, you know, I shouldn't say most, but many people that run for office, they run their mouth. They're going to promise things and say things because it strikes a nerve. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for that person because they're going to, you know, do this, do that. Now, in many instances, when they get in there, they realize that in some cases their hands may be tied. They may want to try to do something, but because, again, I'll go back to the laws and the ground rules, whatever it is, you simply can't do it, and it's not that easy. They learn that the hard way after shooting off their mouth, promising that they're going to do this. And then, obviously, in some cases, they just get outvoted all the time. Now, here's something else that I have seen this quite a bit. You get somebody who gets into, and since you brought up school board, they get in there, and they are working in an institution that is, within a government institution. And because of the surroundings, many times, particularly from the liberal side, they are, shall we say, influenced or even threatened on how they go about voting. In other words, they could lose their job, they intimidate their children, et cetera, et cetera. And these are adults that do this. And I know this because I've seen it.
I've lived it.
And this is what goes on. So when you say, boy, I voted for that person, but they got into office, and, boy, nothing like what they said, that's, to me, that's, your ears need to go up. Go, uh-oh, who got to them?
We got to get rid of this zoning vote stuff then, because I look at them and I'm like, I didn't vote for that person. I didn't vote for that. I voted for that person, and I expect them to at least take my input on representing me. They're not up there representing themselves or building their own, family war chest, by corrupting kids and letting their wife's business get all the money from the more they corrupt. That's not what they're there for. They should be there representing the people that sent them there. To put their own self and their own family wages aside. So they need to represent.
That needs to be a conversation when anybody's running for office. It's saying, kids, honey, whatever. I'm going to run for office because I want to do good for the community, school, whatever. However,
what do you do if they lie to you, though, Kevin?
Huh?
What do you do if they lie to you?
Well, that's why we have vote. That's why we vote.
Well, we don't know. I mean, they fooled you. They didn't take persuasive argument and debate in college for no reason.
I don't think most people are consistently smart enough to be able to lie to you, particularly when they get into office.
Okay.
I mean, if you pay attention enough, again, the telltale signs is when I see somebody. I know this because it's been going on here in the county here recently with somebody who was elected to a position in a school district. And I started to go, whoa, what's going on here? And then I got information. Ah, okay. Now I don't understand. I'm not going to say I understand his acceptance, but now I get it on why they have flipped. But it goes back to one of your initial points. They don't have backbone, and they lack character.
Yeah, and they just need to represent the people they represent. And if they're doing that, maybe I'm a whack a doodle after all. But maybe I'm just alone. They don't, there's more people out there that disagree with me than represent the people. But it seems like they're representing themselves, and they come on that job with an agenda to further themselves.
Well, most do have an agenda to a point. It doesn't mean, if somebody has an agenda, it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. You may disagree with it. I mean, some are bad and deliberate. I mean, look, just some of these people are. They manipulate others.
Right.
All right. Well, I got to go. I'm up against the clock.
Good talk.
All right. Take care. I'm going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo police arrested a woman early yesterday morning while responding to a family disturbance report. At about 12:35 a.m., officers were dispatched to the 1500 block of Palm Street. 40-year-old Aubrey Hillstein was taken into custody for abusing her elderly mother and a juvenile. The county clerk recorder's office has released information on the November 3rd general election. The candidate filing period for the November election runs through August 7th.
Those running for city office should file with their respective city clerk. More information can be found on the county's website. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Pentagon launching a 12th night of strikes against Iran as President Trump issues fresh threats.
Trump now threatening to hit civilian infrastructure targets closer to the Iranian capital of Tehran. Writing on Truth Social, from this point forward, anytime the Islamic Republic of Iran shoots at a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, the United States will bomb and destroy one bridge or power plant.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, a newly released Fox News poll shedding light on what Americans think of President Trump, the midterm and economic growth.
A Fox News poll of over 1,000 U.S. voters finding if the November election was today, 53% would back the Democratic candidate in their House district, while 46% would back the Republican. The Democratic advantage comes as President Trump's approval rating stands at 39%, unchanged for the last 3 months.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
All righty, we have 8 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL. Time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Wednesday, the Red Sox and Orioles split a doubleheader. Boston won the day game 6-3 to extend its winning streak to 15, tying the franchise record set back in the Ted Williams days in 1946. But that ended in the nightcap. Baltimore scored four times in the first on the way to a 5-2 victory. Yankees and Pirates also split a pair. Pittsburgh won the opener 5-3 in 10 innings. Jacob Gonzalez homered twice and scored the go-ahead run in extras. New York won under the lights 2-0, five pitchers combining on a three-hitter. Cardinals blanked the Angels 1-0, a combo seven-hitter for Hunter Dobbins and the Robins. J.J. Weatherholt's sixth-inning blast to center, one of just three hits for the Redbirds. And the Nationals nailed the Rockies 8-0. Cade Cavalli and the Cavaliers scattered six hits.
Coming in, knew that the shapes on pitches were going to be a little bit different because of the air, but, you know, we needed a big win today. And our defense played great. Bats came alive, as always.
D.C. scored six times in the seventh. Luis Garcia Jr. with a two-run homer. Royals nipped the Giants 5-4. Salvador Perez hit career home run number 317. That ties George Brett's franchise record. Astros got back-to-back jacks from Yordan Alvarez and Isak Paredes in the eighth to top the Marlins 5-2. For Alvarez, that gives him a league-leading 34 homers this year. For Miami, that's nine straight losses. The league-leading Dodgers topped the Phillies, while the AL-best Rays dropped the Blue Jays. Wins for the Braves, Diamondbacks, White Sox, Brewers, Tigers, Reds, and Twins. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In Paso Robles, we have 6.5 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Lots of sunshine, upper 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. And we'll be at 100 on your Friday, 101 Saturday, 100 Sunday, upper 90s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And a week from today, 101. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 6.05 a.m., 8.15 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in Atascadero since 1979. World-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. All right. As we check in to see what animals are out there in the highways and byways, get them where they need to be, and that's home, sweet home, safe and sound. A lot of dead skunks in the road the last couple of days. Oh, man. Got to put those windows up. Woo! Woo-wee! All right, there's nothing to report, but again, the weather, make sure that your animals are taken care of, hydrated, just like you would yourself. All right, Chris, here you go, real quick.
Ready.
What is this called? I'm going to put stuff in. All right, you ready?
Sure.
I'm going to put all my gear in, such as hooks, lines, bobbers, and lures. What am I putting it into?
I don't know. Is this some kind of fishing joke?
Well, it's not a joke. It's all fishing related. So what am I putting them into?
I really don't know. I didn't know there was like a name for the case you put all your fishing supplies into.
A tackle box.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All right.
Now I feel kind of sheepish.
Well, you have fished, haven't you?
No.
Okay, I've been twice, so we're on the same page, basically. Anyway, all right, it's a tackle box. I don't know where how the tackle and all that comes in, but anyway, it's called a tackle box. All right, lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or, yes, reception at kprl.com. It will just have a little thing differently. It will show up as KPRL listener information, but it's the same thing. All right. I got to jump to trivia here. Brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here it is. I want to know what this is. I want to know what this is. Here we go. A nutrient-dense powerhouse loaded with vitamin C, potassium, and vitamin K. At one point, they were thought to be poisonous. But back in 1771, this guy, he ate one in front of a courthouse, shocking onlookers and proving they were not poisonous, as generally believed. Reportedly, a woman screamed and fainted at the sight of him eating this so-called poisonous what? Okay? We eat them all the time. Americans eat them all the time. Once thought to be poisonous, but they are just loaded with nutrients and antioxidants. It helps lowers the bad cholesterol, regulates blood pressure, reduce inflammation, supporting cardiovascular health. Yum, 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 yum. I'm going to guess that most of us like them and probably can eat them plain. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
That would be a tomato.
Yes, that would be a tomato, sir. You are exactly right. Do you like them?
No, I hate them. They're poisonous. I pick them out of my salad all the time.
Okay. So you're one of the, like I pick peas out of my food. I won't eat a pea. I just won't.
Yeah, tomatoes are about the only thing.
Yeah. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Dave Lowe.
Dave Lowe. All right, Dave Lowe, we have you down as a qualifier. Enjoy your day and have a tomato or two.
No, thank you. Okay.
All right, bye.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Chris, you like tomatoes?
Love tomatoes.
I love tomatoes, too. I can eat them plain.
I used to do that as a kid, actually.
The cherry tomatoes, especially.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Atascadero police responded to a report of a traffic collision yesterday at about 5 p.m. near the 7100 block of El Camino Real. Officers determined a vehicle versus scooter collision had occurred, with one party having moderate injuries. The suspect motorist attempted to flee on foot, but was apprehended. This morning is the free pancake breakfast, sponsored by the Mid-State Fair, Main Street Remax Success, and Jeffrey's Wine Country Barbecue. In the downtown City Park at 7:30 a.m., enjoy a free breakfast of sausage, eggs, pancakes, and coffee or orange juice. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 100. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right. Key health benefits from tomatoes include heart health, cancer prevention, and particularly notably prostate cancer, and skin and vision protection. So, how about that? Finally, you know, one of the few things that's really good for you and really tastes good. Yeah. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.